This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dallas Mavs fans still in shock over the trade that some are calling the worst in sports history. Luka Doncic to the Lakers. Austin York has been following this story most of the day, and we got to see Luka's number 77 in a Laker uniform and just kind of insult to injury, it sure seemed.
He didn't seem to be too happy. That's the first thing I noticed. He didn't seem to have a huge smile on his face.
He kept checking his watch.
Yeah, it just seemed like he was really gloomy. I don't really think that he's excited about this. And they asked him, first off, the biggest question that I would have, I think anybody has, what was his reaction?
I mean, everybody was surprised, so you can imagine how surprised I was. I was almost asleep, so when I got a call, I had to check it was April 1st. I didn't really believe it at first. It was a bit shock. It was hard moments for me. It was home. So it was really hard moments for me, especially the first day.
And that's what we were all hearing, that there were reports that people said he actually cried when he got the news. And I can understand that. He's 25. Dallas has been his home.
He's in the middle of buying a new home.
He just had a baby.
Yeah, he got engaged. I mean, the whole thing was around Dallas. And I looked at Mike. I was with Mike Rogers in the mid-morning mic check when this was on. And I looked at him, and I thought this was a telling statement.
At some point, I knew this was going to happen, but I would say I always take the high road. You know, I had my amazing moments in Dallas with all my teammates, coaches, and the most importantly, the fans. You know, they always supported me, and it was an amazing journey.
That first part, I always knew this would happen.
Yeah.
So you must have thought, okay, there was some kind of rift in the front office that you just knew you couldn't overcome. I know that he had been a little upset with the team because all the guys that he had trained with and so on, they kept firing them,
mm-hmm.
letting them go. So maybe this was a signal, we're not doing it your way. We all know that the front office was upset about his conditioning and everything, so maybe he just thought this is going to come to a head. And so then they asked him this. Any words for the front office?
That's their decision, so I have no comment on that. They made the decision. I don't know why. But that's their decision, so I can't do nothing about it.
All right, so there you go. And that's – he just said, I don't buy this conditioning thing. I'm in great shape, or I'm in shape enough, I guess. And
yeah.
He's motivated.
Yeah, and both sides. I mean, Anthony Davis spoke today as well, and he basically said that he was ready, you know, to bring home a championship here.
Yeah, and here's what he basically said. The brow, by the way.
I was in shock, obviously. Had no idea that, you know, was happening. Now it's, you know, I'm kind of over it and just kind of, you know, getting ready to play with Dallas.
All right, are you into that brow, though, that unibrow? That's kind of a...
It's his look.
You got to shave that thing.
Yeah, that's his look.
Making him millions of dollars.
All right. Leave it alone.
A couple questions. I just saw a post go by on Twitter talking about the fact that there is no guarantee Luka stays with the Lakers for any length of time beyond this contract.
True, but I don't see
he's
how
he's going to come back.
No, and I don't see how the Lakers will let him go. They're going to give him everything that he wants after LeBron leaves. This team is his. They were looking long term. We were very short term, very short sighted in this. Nico Harrison, that's why he's getting a lot of the criticism he is. Oh, you're going to win a championship this year? Well, let's say you don't. Then what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
AD is known as, in L.A., street clothes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Street
that's his
clothes.
Nickname.
And you know what? He's out tonight because mm-hmm. he's got an abdominal strain. He hopes to play on Thursday in Boston against the Celtics, who won the world championship,
Do you buy this that Mark Cuban didn't know anything about it? He's still a minority owner for this team.
I think that's true. Because if he had honestly heard this, we know that he wanted to keep Luka here. He would have wanted to keep Luka here. What he would have done, if I didn't like that move, I would have leaked it. And mm-hmm. then have the absolute public outrage that would have come along with it. And then Nico would have been scared out of his mind not to do this. I think he underestimated the move, in all honesty, Nico Harrison. I think that he didn't think he'd get this kind of reaction. Now you got people calling in saying, I want to cancel my season tickets.
I was going to say, people are canceling. They're now giving refunds back today to folks that are canceling their season tickets. There was a bomb threat, you said, that happened.
That's right.
Yeah, the offices.
We don't condone that, but let's just say things are heated.
Did you also say this morning, because I saw this post as well, that the Mavs are actually increasing ticket prices?
Yeah, you talk about not reading the room well. I mean, 60% increase to some degree for next season. That's just absolutely crazy. So I think Nico Harrison, this ultimately, in my estimation, probably cost him his job, because the only way they win this thing is if they win multiple championships.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For like four out of the next six seasons, and Luka just falls flat on his face in L.A., which probably is unlikely to happen.
We were talking to Bonnie Jill from upstairs. She used to be an NBA scout. And I told her, this reminds me of the plot of Major League.
Yeah, where you sink the team.
Sink the team and let them move. Because Miriam Adelson, who owns the Mavs, she's a big Vegas casino owner.
She is also a very big donor to the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. And who just came out today in favor of sports betting? Governor Abbott.
Mm. Yep, he did.
She's probably pulling the strings a little bit there to get this thing approved. And then they're going to build that new casino/arena in
Irving. Once it gets passed.
Around Loop 12, yeah, right next to the old Texas Stadium site. So, lots changing.
Yeah, incredible. The Austin, York,
losing
live
jerseys.
In studio. Yeah, and jerseys as well.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.